lecture tomorrow only in one subject, medic literature. If you want to study it, because there will be a lot of people also who will come firstly to our college, and it would be better not to speak on so many subjects, three subjects, only this.
To continue the Archon, every incarnation of the world have appeared as Sheila or not?
That I'm not sure. I've heard that there's like 100 some odd different shalagrams. But exact detail I can't say.
And how can identify this?
It's all mentioned in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. It defines what are the Shilas and what are the Marnas. I know there's 100 and some odd categories, but within that there may be so many little details.
And what's the main difference between the worship, the process of worship?
No difference.
Temple deity and Shiva.
Temple deity and Shiva. Means that the Shila will get all the items every day. Well, the big deity may or may not. You know, the big deities, you just wipe them off every day, then dress them. So the 16 items for the deity is offered through the Shalagram.
Does that make
sense? So in that way, all the technical puja for the main deity is done through the
Shalagram.
Well, that you have mentioned that all the 16 items must be there in the worship of Shalagram Shivas. And I know some devotees in India and even in USA that they are worshipping Shalagram also only with flowers and incense, and some others used to offer only 5 items of worshipping. So is it a wrong understanding of the worship of Shalagram?
Basically. Mm-hmm. Means the point is he's come that size so that you can offer all the items. Otherwise, if you're not going to offer all the items, why have a Shalagram?
They used to refer to Advaita Acharya.
Yeah, but he used water, but he offered all the 16
yes.
items. See, that's my point, is that they don't know the subject, then they refer, well, he did it, but he only did it with water and tulsi. So if they're referring to him, why are they doing 5 items, or where did the incense come from? It only mentioned water and tulsi, right? So what does that mean, water and tulsi? Put a glass of water and put a tulsi on his head, or put the tulsi in the water, or did the tulsi go in the bottom, or was it on the back? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like that, as if you know what worship is, and you said you only worshipped him with water and tulsi, what it's meant is all the rituals are there. So he was doing the full Manasa Puja, all the Guru Puja, all this and that. But he was doing everything just with water. A lot of Brahmins do that. They have a little conch shell, they have an Achman cup, and a little thing for the deity to stand on. That's it. They do all the things with the water, and then they pour the water over him for the bath, and everything else they do with the water, the Achman cup. And you always offer tulsi. That's it. That's the simplest. But technically, it's just the same.
Yes.
But the paraphernalia is done most with water. You know, it's not done with the item. Like that. So that's what it's meaning. It's a very simple puja, but with that you call Lord Chaitanya. So it's the devotion that's important. But technically, it would be, it's a very technical puja. You know, I'm saying, you know, still it'll take quite a while to do everything if you did all these different items. So it's a matter one should know what is Shaligram puja, then one can look at it, okay, what was the Dvaitacharya doing? Like that. Okay. Does that make some sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the position of governor, Shira, because originally governor, about the governor story, governor his story, governor was a jiva, the son of his king, isn't it?
King of?
King of years, the son of king of years. About the story.
But that doesn't mean he's a jiva. Aniruddha is son of Prajumna. Prajumna is...
Okay.
You know, so like that. Mm-hmm. It's Krishna.
Krishna.
Govardhan is Krishna.
Krishna.
Govardhan Krishna. In the Govardhan Lila, then you see this big form of Krishna there.
Yeah, Govardhan Lila, like Krishna form, right?
So Govardhan, if you have a Shaligram Shila and you're worshipping with six items, then Govardhan you only have to bathe and worship with five. Does that make sense? But if you have Govardhan on its own, then you have to worship over 16. One may say, but he's in Braja. But the point is the person who's worshipping him on the platform of Braja Bhakti? You know, that's the point. So therefore he's worshipped with 69.
Says that the spiritual benefit that comes from worship is the worshipper, for the worshipper, is the same principle for the native worship also.
Means I didn't catch what you said.
The spiritual benefit, we do the puja through the spiritual master, meditating upon that we are the servant of spiritual master, and who he offers the paraphernalia for Krishna, but we are the servant of spiritual master. But the spiritual benefit is I am, not the spiritual master.
So we get the benefit at the same time as, you know, the spiritual master and that being the being in the line, then they also get benefit. Point is, Pancharaka system, everyone gets benefit. You watch the puja, you get benefit. It means the person offering the Mangalarti and the person watching the Mangalarti get the same benefit. So it's not that the benefit is limited, so therefore, if the pujaris are alone, he gets full benefit, and people are watching, he gets less and they get some. No, he gets full benefit, they get full benefit. So the parampara also gets full benefit.
Because Rupa Goswami emphasized that if someone, a disciple, build a temple, the spiritual benefit is the disciple, not the spiritual master.
Where is this mentioned?
In the first part, in the first, in the Bhakti Rasa Mita Sindhi in the first one.
Where?
About the 64 acts of devotional service.
But I didn't notice one that's based on that.
Akkor imádni mindenféle dologgal, minden gazdag dologgal, a múltit, amit csak el tudunk képzelni, és mi lenni a folyamatnak.
Igazán, mint a process when it says that we should worship the deity with the most opulent things, the best.
Well, that's just saying that according to you, if you have more money, you worship more opulently. If you have less money, you worship less opulently. I didn't notice that it said that anything about the guru and disciple. Do they have a nectar of devotion?
Yes.
But in English?
Yeah.
That's Hungarian.
This is Hungarian.
Yes. Okay. So you find it there, I look in the English.
Maybe she will bring English on.
Oh, okay. Well, she says she has it on the computer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're discussing that, I think it's in the appendices. Oh no, it's in the beginning. Did you find that through devotion?
I tried to do it
myself. No, you have that through devotion?
Yeah.
You have 6 times.
It possible that I read it, that it all the nectar of devotion, who am I? Dhanodara Swami's book.
Maybe, but then it has to be substantiated, because if it's not here, then what's the meaning?
Hogyha ebben a könyvben most, akkor ezt alá kell támasztani, mert különben, hogyha ez nincs itt benne, akkor mi értem?
Because unless it has an equivalent here.
Mert hogyha itt nincsen ennek egy megfelelője.
What I'm saying, unless it has an equivalent in here, then what's the meaning?
Hogyha itt nincsen ennek egy megfelelője, akkor mi az értem?
Says one should not be very enthusiastic about constructing costly temples and monasteries.
Azt írja, hogy az embernek nem kell túl semmisen lelkesnek lenni arra, hogy ilyen nagyon költséges templomokat is zárt vagy monostorokat kolostorokat építsen.
And one should offer, this is in the 44, one must not worship the deity in the temple according to the principles of another stricture is that a person may have many disciples, but he should not act in such a way that he will be obliged to any of them for some particular action or some favor. And one should also not be very enthusiastic about constructing new temples, nor should one be enthusiastic about reading various types of books, save and except the ones which lead to the advancement of devotional service.
Függjön a bármelyiktől is, és nem kell arra nagyon törekedni, hogy ilyen költséges templomokat építsen, és hogy arra, hogy sok szentírás olvasó kinyíg azokat, amik az útkorodó szolgálatot elősegíti.
Okay, what should it is stated that a sannyasi should not be enthusiastic about constructing temples. You can see in the lives of the various acharyas in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they are not very enthusiastic about constructing temples. However, if someone comes forward to offer some service, the same reluctant acharyas will encourage the builder of costly temples by such servitors. For example, Rupa Goswami was offered a favor by Maharaj Man Singh, the commander-in-chief of Emperor Akbar. And Rupa Goswami instructed him to construct a large temple for Govindaji, which cost vast amounts of money. So a bona fide spiritual master should not personally take any responsibility for constructing temples. But if someone has money and wants to spend it in the service of Krishna, an acharya like Rupa Goswami may utilize the devotee's money to construct a nice costly temple for the service of the Lord. Unfortunately, does that make sense? In other words, he doesn't take responsibility for it. The disciple takes responsibility, but the spiritual master engages him to construct a temple. So it becomes the disciple's duty to build the temple, not the spiritual master's. So that may be what you're talking about, but he's doing it for the spiritual master. The spiritual master is engaging him. You know, so he's not doing it for his benefit. Not that the spiritual master gets more benefit, but he's not doing it for his benefit. That would be what would be mean by that. Does that make sense? So the spiritual master is not engaging the disciple in service for his own benefit. He's engaging for the benefit of the disciple. Is that okay? Is to say that the spiritual master gets no benefit. That doesn't make sense.
I understand it. Dhammadhara Swami's book, there was that when there is that the if a disciple do a devotional service in Archana or other way, the spiritual benefit is other, not the spiritual master. It's his devotional service. Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, what is the principle that that's based on? Why would he be making the comment? Because nectar of devotion.
But he said connection with these acts of devotional service.
Uh huh. But I'm saying, is what principle is that based on?
I don't know. He states it.
Yeah, but then why quote it if you don't know what its use is?
But she read it in translation and it can very easily be
in the Hungarian translation. So that's my point, is there I personally wouldn't feel there's a philosophical point to back that up.
Mm-hmm.
Just like there, it's not the responsibility of the spiritual master, he's not doing it for his own benefit. Then they take it to mean that the spiritual master gets no benefit. That's not the point. You know, we're cooking for Krishna's pleasure, but it doesn't mean that we don't get something from it. You know, so that's what I'm saying, is the spiritual path, everybody gets benefit, whoever's involved. Dhruva Maharaj's mother simply told him to go to the forest and you'll find Krishna there. She doesn't know how, anything. He went there, found Krishna, his mother went back to Godhead. How is she not getting benefit? Does that make sense? Yeah, so I think it's probably the translator misunderstood. One second. Thank you. I would say so. Because even if it's true, why would it even be discussed? Means a devotee does devotional service. And if he goes back to Godhead, 10 generations before and 10 generations after get benefit. So why would anybody go to the effort to make the point that if a disciple renders any service to Krishna, even though it's through the spiritual master gets no benefit? You know what I'm saying? Why would it even be brought up as a topic? That's what I'm saying. It has no value for oneself. How will that benefit you in your devotional service by knowing that? You know what I'm saying? And even if that's there, then since you're getting the benefit of approaching Krishna, you can only approach Krishna through the spiritual master. He's getting no benefit from it. What are you going to do to pay him back? You know what I'm saying? That's intelligence. So that means that's not discussed. So the point doesn't seem to be valid.
No.
Like that. But, you know, it's not even something for discussion. Does that make sense?
Can I ask you about karma? Jó, akkor ez fontos, mert ez fontos. Ha az ember minden pillanatban szabad akarattal rendelkezik, akkor létezik-e olyan, hogy valamilyen esemény 100%-os valószínűséggel megjósolható az életében, vagyis biztosan bekövetkezik?
If a person has free will in every second of his life, is there such a thing? Is there such a thing as a predictable event that is an event that can be foretold with certainty, complete certainty?
Means you can predict based situations that someone will be in, but what they'll do in that situation, that you can't tell.
Azt tudod előrejelezni, hogy milyen helyzetben fogom eltalálni az embert. Tehát a helyzetet tudod megmondani előre, de azt, hogy az életi, hogy fog reagálni abban az embert.
Because of previous activities and desires, you generally can tell what they would do. But still they have the free will, they could not do it. If it's on the material sphere, generally you can predict what they will do also. What's the situation and what is how they will apply their free will.
És hogy ők hogy fogják alkalmazni a szabad akaratokat ebben a helyzetben.
But when it comes to the devotional activities, that you can't tell.
Because
karma doesn't deal with it, astrology doesn't deal with it.
Azért, mert ide nem vonatkozik se a karma, se az asztrologia.
Astrology, sometimes they'll say, oh, you'll go back to Godhead. All they can see is that you leave the material world. They can't tell where you're going after that. You know what I'm saying? Devotees understand it's a devotee, so leaving here means going back to God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if I'm sitting here and you walk out of the door, I know you're a devotee and you're going to the temple, so I'll say you've gone to the temple, but I can't see from
you.
So that's the thing, is that when it comes to the devotees, you can't tell what they're going to do. But for the materialists, you can generally tell.
az előző életek bűnös visszahatásai azok biztosan megjósolhatók, nem?
And reactions for past sinful activities can be foretold for sure.
You know that happened, but when? That you know.
Azt
meg astrologically, maybe you can see something, but you know where it came from and like that. That may be very. Right, if you look in the chart, it'll say something that's going to happen. But it can't necessarily tell you what you're going to do with it. I can have a general idea, but we can't have specific. Astrologers will never agree to that point, but
it's true.
You know, they'll say, even the Lord, you know, follows according to the chart. No, the Lord has his pastimes. And all the planets fulfill that pastime. Because they're very expert at, you know, reading the past, but they're not very good at the future.
Olvassanak a múltban, de abban nem olyan szakítjuk, hogy éjjük meg.
Tehát ha én bakta vagyok, tehát nincs már anyagi karmám, de kapcsolatban vagyok valakivel, aki nem bakta, és erőteljes karmám felállása, akkor mi fog történni a karmi fél karmájával, ha az én saját karmámat vele nem adja vissza Krisna, mert hogy nincs rá szükségem.
And so if I'm a devotee, I have no karma. But if I'm in connection with a person who is a karmi and who has karma, and we have karma together, my part of karma, because I'm a devotee, then how will the other one get the karma of our relationship? I don't get my karma because I don't have karma.
Meaning?
Ez mit jelent, hogy te nem kapod a karmáit, nem is a szükség?
Hát, hogy nekem nem rendezi a Krishna.
De Krishna doesn't arrange for her, because she doesn't need the karma of the relationship.
Because I have no need.
So then?
But the other part, but the other person.
Someone else would do it. You know, you step out, then someone else would do it. You're talking about astrology, or you're talking about just psychology?
Astrology and psychology also.
Tehát, hogy a férfiak és a nők a kompatibilitásnál azt mondjuk, hogy hasonlóságok, különbségek, és hogy ez mind alapszik az elmény intelligencia hamiságon, és hogy kérdezem a lecsönös asztrológia, pszichológia, mind a kettő szempontjában.
See, they both want to be happy. But generally, the men apply the intelligence. From the intelligence, they try to get their happiness. Oh, let's not say that. Let's say you just control it means The control of the situation is generally what the man is appreciating. Things are going the way he likes. For the woman, it's the experience of the situation. As long as the experience is good, it doesn't matter which way it goes. Right? You plan that it goes, the girl thinks, okay, this situation was nice, so I tried to arrange that situation. Right? But if something else comes up in between, and it's nice, then she sees they're off that way. Right? The man says, okay, then we should go out to dinner. And the lady says, great. And then he has to go to the bathroom. And then in the meantime, then some friend is called. Right? And then she's off talking to the friend on the phone. He comes back and says, okay, so let's go to dinner. And she has no need to go to dinner because she's become happy talking to this friend. Right? So the man gets frustrated because his idea that we'll arrange the situation of going to dinner is frustrated.
És akkor a fiú az csalódott lesz azért, mert frusztrálódott az a törekvés, hogy elmenjenek vacsorázni.
Right. Woman is happy because all it has to be is she's happy. It doesn't matter how.
A nő az meg boldog, mert neki csak arra van szükség, hogy boldog legyen, mindegy, hogy hogyan.
Does that make sense? You know, if a man says we're going to do this at this time, then that's what he does at that time.
But
the girl, she only saying we'll do that at that time because it'll be nice, but if something else comes nice beforehand, it doesn't matter. Does that make sense? So in other words, the one, the experience is the main, which is the mind, the other one is the intelligence or the controlling the situation is the main.
Ez egyik számára a élménye fontos, ami az elmének a helye, a másiknak meg a helyzetnek a kontrollálása, pedig az intelligencia.
Both will get an experience, but the man's experience is less than the woman's.
Mind a ketten fognak ebből élményt meríteni, de a férfinak az élménye az kisebb lesz, mint a női.
But because his experience is always less, to him that's full.
De mivel neki mindig kisebb ez az élmény, ez neki számára egy teljesség lesz.
You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? You know, the woman's experience is more, therefore she considers that normal. Going or just sitting in the chair? That's where it fell asleep.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense, or?
Compatibility
means that the what are going to be the common points that the man is arranging, the woman is experiencing, that must be compatible. And the intensity of that must be compatible. Right? Does that make sense? So in other words, the man is always one ninth of the women's, but it's one ninth of their nature of women. Right? You know, I'm just saying, a Shudra man may be more emotional than a Brahmin woman. But he's less emotional than a Shudra woman. Does that make sense? So it should be with the food. That's why you look for compatibility. Otherwise, sense. That makes sense. So in the astrology, some things you want opposite, some things you want the same.
Ez egy valószínű szolgálatban, amiben nem, a, nem az ellenkezőt akartam, hanem egy
opposite. Opposite means it can it makes a difference so that it creates discussion and interaction.
Az ellentétet és meg az ugyanazt, tehát az ellentét az azt jelenti, hogy
Okay. At the same time, there must be similarity, otherwise there must be a commonality, otherwise how do you interact?
De ugyanakkor kell, hogy legyenek párhuzamok és hogy hasonlóságok, az aspontok, mert hogyha ezek nincsenek ott, akkor hogy tudtok egymáshoz viszonyulni?
Mert a Vili Kácsa hangsúlyoz emphasis the similarity and the Western astrology emphasize the opposition, differences.
I know the Vedic, the first one that you check that has the most amount of weight is the one that shows that the zodiac signs must be opposite.
Nem tudom, de hogy a védikusban azt nézik meg legelőször, hogy a zodiacus jeleknek ellentéteseknek kell.
It's called Nadikuta.
It's worth
8 points. Yeah, and that is, it's got to be 180 degrees. Yeah, so that's the strongest in the chart out of, that's one quarter of the whole thing. You know, also, when you're looking at the, I think the nakshatras, it must be different. You know, Pitakapa Vata, that must be different. Because those are different. Because the main thing is that you're looking for compatibility, not sameness. Like a bowl and a spoon aren't the same, they're compatible. Or a garage and a car, they're not the same, but they're compatible. So it's not so much what's different or what's the same, it's what's compatible. You know, you want similar varna, you want similar gana, like that, you want similar yoni. You know, these things, they've got to be the same. Like that. So certain things you want the same, otherwise there's no common standard. And other things you want compatible.
Yeah.
Like that, something like that. Nadikuta is different. You want it to be different. The Ayurvedic consideration that has to be different.
Az a jó ritmus szempontoknak is különbözőnek kell lenni.
Beszélte a Devmarázsáról, hogy mitől lesz boldog egy nő és mitől egy férfi, de mi a helyzet a férfi és nőkkel és a nő és férfiakkal.
So you mentioned what makes a woman happy and what makes a man happy, but what about women who are masculine and men who are feminine? What makes
them? No difference. Women that are masculine are still women.
They
still think like women, do everything like women, there's nothing they don't do. When the woman mountain climber is climbing up the face of the mountain, her hips still wiggle like a woman.
Amikor a női hegymászó fölmászik a hegytetejére, akkor csípő még mindig mozog, mint egy női.
Right. She still picks clothes that fit nicely as a woman.
És még mindig úgy válogatja össze a hegymászó ruháját, hogy szépen összeérjen.
So there's nothing that she does that's not a woman.
Tehát semmi, nincs olyan, amit tesz, az mind nőies, vagy nőre jellemző.
So her needs are still the same.
A szükségletei még mindig ugyanazok.
Right. So the point is the man that she's around, it appears that she's masculine, but you put her next to an actual compatible, matching man, she's feminine.
De tehát, hogy a férfiak között, aki között ott van, akkor lehet, hogy férfiasnak tűnik, de hogyha egy valóban hozzáélő férfi mellé teszed oda, akkor a nőnek fog tűnni, nőjesnek.
Like that. they only appear masculine because they haven't met their matching man. It's just a projection in the West because they think to get things done is masculine. So that just proves that there's a difference. So if a girl has to do stuff like a man, it's just like you take Angelina Jolie with all her guns on and she's stripping down the thing, she still looks like a woman. She doesn't look like a man. You know what I'm saying? Point is if she was a man, why does she wear such a tight outfit? Right? Except for, you know, Batman, Spider-Man, they wear tight outfits. But everybody, all the other men wear baggy outfits. They know there's space that you can move if you want to fight. But it's more important for her to be a little restricted in movement as long as she can show off her assets. Right. The man is showing the short sleeves, you know. The women aren't showing the short sleeves. Right. It's no sleeves, so they can show their arm. Or, you know, it's long. Women don't pull it here. You know, unless it's got a little puff on it and little ribbons. Right. Women don't wear muscle shirts. Right. They wear tank tops. They say the man doesn't wear a tank, you know, a muscle shirt that's cut like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not masculine. It's just that you have this idea of men do this, men do that. So if women do that, then they do this, they do that. But that shows that it's a man's thing. Otherwise, why can't they do it as a woman? You know what I'm saying? So they're proving their own point that they're speaking against.
Tehát, hogy a nők csak azt bizonyítják, ami ellen beszélnek. Szóval miért lenne
szükség? You know what I'm saying? In the Oriental culture, fighting is not specifically man or women's
thing. A harc művészet az nem kifejezetten férfi vagy női.
So the women do it as women, men do it as men.
Hanem a nők azok női módra csinálják, a férfiak.
But in the Western culture, fighting is a man's thing.
A nyugati kultúrában a harc az férfi.
Therefore, if a woman fights, she tries to cut the profile like a man.
És hogyha a nők harcolnak, akkor megpróbálnak férfi.
She still looks like a woman.
De még mindig akkor is nőnek néz ki.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it
makes sense. Right. And the women they get to play all those parts are very feminine looking. Right. They don't get ladies, you know, with square jaws and flat chests to play the parts. You know, who pumped up the iron so they have all kinds of, you know, muscles and stuff. Okay. They don't get it. It's a girl who's very feminine, but they just have her do activities that are seemingly masculine and use a masculine attitude. That makes sense? But she's still the woman for a man who is the similar nature.
Ez a nő mindig egy nő egy olyan férfinak, akinek a sóla természete. Ez így érthető.
Is that okay? Going? Your foot's awake? Yeah? Okay. Ava. You're also going. But your foot's also. Right. Yeah.